Now let's move into a few general tips about making calls. Most of these tips can also apply to being face-to-face with a prospect. By now you can probably tell what I'm doing with my training. I take a very broad approach, like what is business, what is communication. Then I narrow it down into the traits of a good communicator. The next step, which we're about to go into, is general tips when making phone calls. Then we'll get very specific. Tip number one, always sound upbeat and positive on the phone, but never overly enthusiastic to the point where you sound fake. People hear this expression of catch on fire with enthusiasm and people will come from miles to watch you burn. This sometimes gives people the wrong idea of how to act. Be enthusiastic and excited, but don't be fake. Tip number two, don't be surprised by an answering machine. You need to rehearse leaving messages. Use your home phone to call your cell phone and leave a message. Do this several times. You may think you sound completely normal when you leave a message, but when you listen to yourself leaving a message, you may be surprised. Tip number three, if your prospect isn't curious when they get off the phone with you, you have nothing. Curiosity is what you want to leave them with on the first call. Tip number four, when setting appointments for meetings, whether they're one-on-ones, hotel meetings, or residential meetings, confirm your meeting the night before or the morning of the appointment. Don't ever not confirm the appointment because you're afraid they will cancel if you call to confirm. It's better if they cancel on the phone than you showing up expecting them and they're not there. Tip number five. Early in the prospecting cycle, you want to get as much of the prospect's contact information as possible. It may be more difficult to get it later. I met with an attorney to interview him as to whether I wanted to take on his services. I went to his office and was escorted into the conference room. He came in and shook my hand with a lot of enthusiasm. We talked about 10 minutes about what I needed, but before he gave me his hourly fees or the cost of his retainer or anything that might cause me to shy away, he just said, with confidence, "I can help you." He slid a notepad over to me and said, "Do me a favor, Tim. Put all your contact information down here. I'm going to get a cup of coffee. You want anything?" I'll never forget that. It was so smooth, so perfectly stated. When I wrote all my information down, I wanted him to have a way to contact me. I have now incorporated it into my business practices. But don't ask for more contact information until you've earned it. The example I just gave you was perfect for this setting. An example of what I frequently do is when I'm going to meet with someone, I'll give my cell phone number and ask them for theirs.